Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Ablordi Eshigbi. Ablordi Eshigbi is the co-founder and CEO of 4Degrees, a Chicago-based technology company applying machine intelligence to help teams in relationship-driven industries manage their most important source of opportunity, their professional networks. Prior to 4Degrees, Ablordi has held various investor and consultancy positions at companies including Pritzker Group Venture Capital, Bain & Company, and G2 Crowd. When he's not doing that, you can usually find him lifting weights, reading books, or eating barbecue. Well, good afternoon, Ablordi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
This is awesome. I really appreciate you jumping on, and I know we're doing this on a Saturday, which sometimes is challenging around our busy schedules, but I'm glad you made it, and we're going to get started into the questions. Ablordi, you've got quite the career as an investor, advisor, and now the founder and CEO of 4Degrees. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, I think, you know, the secret to my career growth, which, you know, still has a ways to go in my personal opinion, is relationships. And maybe unsurprisingly, given the fact that I've built a company around relationships and relationship management, but most of the opportunities that have come to me in my professional career, whether as an investor or as the jobs I've taken at different points in my career or today building this company, are a function of the relationship network that I've been able and lucky to build over the course of my career and an intentional focus on ensuring that those relationships are stay strong and nurtured, and those people are willing to work with me when I need them to, and vice versa. And so I've spent a lot of time and energy and continue to trying to identify really talented, smart people in the domains that I like to work in and try to make sure that I'm doing what I can to be a useful member of their network and community.
That's awesome. And you and I definitely share the same philosophy around relationships. So I appreciate you sharing that. That's simply amazing. And Ablordi, we're going to talk a little bit about this new normal. You know, everybody globally has had to make these major shifts to adapt to the pandemic. Could you share with us what you're doing to help your organization stay relevant in this economy?
Yeah, it's certainly a new normal is maybe an understated way of putting it. I think, unfortunately, there's been a number of dramatic shifts. And it's actually somewhat fortunately for our organization, a product like ours actually gets a bit more valuable and a bit more important in a world in which we can't all be together. And the way that I've described it is I think COVID has created a bit of a loss of serendipity, where historically you could go to an event and run into people and maintain your relationships that way. Or you could bump into someone in the hallways of your office and quickly compare notes as to who knew who best or who you knew who worked at X company. But today, a lot of those kind of random moments where you would have those moments of connectivity have disappeared. They've gone into the digital world. And so a product like ours that makes it really easy for teams to quickly understand not just who they know who works at Procter & Gamble or at Oracle, but critically, who has the strongest relationship with any one of those people and how best to leverage information about what's happening around those people to build on those relationships has allowed our company to really grow pretty rapidly in this period. And so how we help our organization stay relevant in this sort of economy, in this new normal, as you've described it, is by continually developing more and more capabilities to help our customers who are today in this newly remote world figure out how best to grow and maintain the relationships that matter to their business.
Awesome. I appreciate your insights on that. You know, everybody's had to do something different to stay active, stay alive, and rise up to the challenge. So I really appreciate that input. And Ablordi, as you know, I want to talk a little bit about your company and your platform. As 4Degrees is an intelligent relationship management platform, can you share more about how your solution leverages new or emerging tech like AI?
Absolutely. So in one format that we use artificial intelligence in is around helping you understand the strength of the relationship between a person on your team and the external person. And so when you think of the inputs that might drive an intelligent algorithm to help you get that answer, a lot of that exists in communication, right? So conversations like these, but also digital communications that we're doing via email and calendar and similar sources. And so our product actually takes those as inputs and uses a set of models that we've built using artificial intelligence to try to come back to you with a score of how strong that relationship might be between a person on your team, that external company, or that external person. Another version that we do is categorization of people. So we all have distinct skill sets and expertise that can be relevant as you're working on a project. So as an example, we have a number of customers of ours who are consulting firms. They might want to quickly understand all the people they know in their network who understand marketing technology really well. And so in order to figure out that answer today, a lot of our customers would have sat in an office and thought about it for a second. And the answers that would have come out would have been, you know, the people that they would have gone and reached out to. With us, we automatically categorize the set of folks they've communicated with historically by those areas of expertise, such that they can just click a button and get a full list of everyone that their team collectively knows with that understanding, and without having to spend the time manually tagging those folks themselves. So two different examples of how we would leverage AI, or how we do leverage AI on behalf of our customers.
I love that. I just, this platform talks a lot about emerging technologies, and we're really getting into AI, machine learning, GPT-3. And so I appreciate you sharing that. Our audience definitely wants to learn more about it. So I appreciate the share. And then Ablordi, this is the last question. Everybody wants to know a little bit more about you. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either technology or entrepreneurship?
Sure. So I'll leave the relationship one aside, given I gave that as the first answer. The other I would say is to be incredibly curious. I think the ecosystem that we operate in, so technology, entrepreneurship, we're typically at the forefront or the frontier of a number of different industries that are consistently evolving and evolving very rapidly. And so the advances we saw in artificial intelligence and machine learning even 2 or 3 years ago, in some sense, pale to what the frontier is today. As you described, GPT-3 that recently came out in the last like 6 months is a great example of something that we probably wouldn't have. Well, we could certainly see the direction that natural language generation was moving towards. The pace that has emerged has been nothing less than breathtaking. And so it's important to consistently stay on top of the newest advances, to spend time with the academics and with the organizations that are pushing that frontier forward, such that you're prepared to ultimately take those advantages and turn them into new companies.
That's awesome. Ablordi, this is amazing. And I'm definitely going to be staying close and following your career path and your company. I do appreciate it. And of course, Ablordi, it was a pleasure having you on today. And I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
Bye for now.